Oh, he's behind me. Oh. Talk about being unaware. Hello, Jeff. Pastor, please, I've got a chair for you right in front of the pulpit.
Oh, there. Cool. And how long do I have?
As long as the Lord leads.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to go overtime. Yeah, no roasts will be burned during this message. But I've been away a while. I forgot. When do we quit? 11:30. I can make that. Okay. I'm going to sit down. I may get up once in a while. But it's amazing to be here. You folks look so good. I've got to tell you, the Lord was good to us. The church He sent us to has been such a loving body. And have come around like you all have with notes and cards and prayers. And I thank you, and I love you all so much. We had no idea when we left Guam that we were going to discover brain cancer. I don't know. About 8 months there, I started having the symptoms. And I didn't know what they were. I thought it was the early onset of Alzheimer's. I'd get within a block of the home to the intersection, and I'd been there 25 times already before. My eyes would go in and out of focus on the light, and I didn't know what city I was in. And I didn't know which way to turn or go straight or do what to find my way home. I just pray, Lord, help me make the right decision and get me home. And I was secretly kind of worried about what was this all about. And then I couldn't get enough light on in the house because everything was turning dim. I had no idea what that was all about. And then when I picked up Janie Lou and Chris Kelly from SeaTac Airport, and three tries at getting on the freeway, the right one to take us back home, I missed each time. I couldn't make sense out of the road signs. Chris Kelly said, Mom, would you drive? I don't think Dad can do this. And he was right, and that's the last time I drove. Next day we went to an ophthalmologist, and he thought I was stroking out, and in 30 minutes I was in an MRI brain scan. And I wasn't stroking out, and it wasn't plaque breaking off and messing me up. He discovered 4 to 7 tumors with metastatic tentacles all through my occipital lobe, which explained the loss of eyesight, tested me, and he had found that I've lost all my left side vision. I still don't drive because I don't see this hand. And a couple weeks later, I was going to do a 10K with my brothers. I was cleared for that, and then I dehydrated, and they had to rush me back to the hospital, and I woke up from brain surgery. They had removed some of the tumor, but they couldn't get it all. The cancer had literally killed some of my brain, and they had to cut out parts of my brain. But medically verified, I do have a brain. Now I preach with half my brain tied behind my back just to make it fair. Oh, I wanted to say that. I'm not politicizing the pulpit, folks. But anyway, I can't preach from notes anymore because I can't read them, and I can hardly work the computer to make them. I'm getting better at it. But preaching from outline and extemporaneously and letting the Lord just pour His ministry through me is what I do now. The scripture I want to share, kind of the title of the message, Lessons Learned Walking Through the Valley of the Shadow of Death. Well, you recognize the 23rd Psalm. I may not get all the parts in sequence. It's one of the first scriptures that I was able to recite back to the Lord the morning I woke up from my surgery. I was so comforted by the scripture coming back to me because I was losing big chunks of memory. And I felt so good. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want of any good thing. I won't lack anything. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. And He restores my soul. And I'm truly experiencing how He does that. He restores my soul and He leads me in righteous paths for His namesake. That is, He's doing this to bring a testimony and glory to His own good name. And I'm learning, you know, that yea, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil because, Lord, You are with me. My faithful shepherd, Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You defend me. And, I've been experiencing the care of my shepherd these past months. He was so good to give us time before this came on me. I had no idea. I actually had this cancer in my brain 2 years ago before I even left you all. The Lord knew. None of it caught Him by surprise. This cancer, I've shared it, some of you know, but it's a serious one. It's deemed incurable. Now, the Lord can do anything He wants, and I'm not turning away any healing miracles, but I'm not really looking for one for myself. The normal bell curve survival for this is 9 to 14 months. With the radiation and the chemo I've had, which have pretty well shattered my muscles and leave me with a constant curtain of pain, making me wonder how long I can keep doing ministry. It'll be a medical miracle if I'm here 2 years from now without explanation other than God. I'm not expected to be here a year and a half, 2 years from now. And the survivorship after 2 years is 3%. You know, I don't say any of that to be morbid or to break your hearts or anything like that, but I have this cancer in my brain, but I have Christ in my heart, and He said He's never leaving. And I'm not afraid to go to be with Jesus. My forever is absolutely certain and secure. And this is the kind of experience of peace and certainty that the Good Shepherd, my Lord Jesus, has been sustaining Janie Lou and Chris Kelly and myself at our church in Tacoma with since it happened. He's done so many miracles as we've walked through this valley of the shadow. He's provided. We always thought we were going to come back here and retire, and I was going to help out at PIBC, and I'm going to finish my race long before that happens. And our house went up on the market, and within 2 days, it sold. And our realtor just said, "This has got to be God, Pastor Neil." We've had houses on the market for a year and a half that have just sat. Said, "We didn't spend one dime on promotion or advertising. Your house went up," and in 2 days they had the offer. And so I won't be leaving Janie Lou with a property management burden. And we got a price so amazing, going to be able to leave her a pretty wealthy woman. That and that with the term life, God has provided. The Lord is my shepherd and my family's shepherd, and we shall not lack any good thing to do what He's called us to do. What's my calling now? It's to be His witness for as long as He gives me days and opportunities. I get to witness with almost no restraint. I use as little as possible. Nobody tells the cancer guy to sit down and put a lid on your Jesus junk. It's unbelievable how willing they are to listen. I've been praying for a year since we got to Tacoma for all our bank tellers and managers and that. And then this happened, and I've been able to tell every one of them about Jesus. Tried to invite them to Alpha. And Julie, the bank manager, she always comes up, gives me a hug, and I says, "Hello from your favorite bald guy." How do you like it? I do bald pretty well. But even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because Christ is with me. Brothers and sisters, don't you know? Every one of us, whether our health is good or whether we're terminal, every one of us in this world, in this present age, we all walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Every one of us is a hair or a breath away from things we can't predict or control. Our time could happen, and until the Lord calls, we're immortal. But as I've been telling my friends, no matter what happens to me, it's a win-win. I can't possibly lose. If this cancer treatment works and extends my life longer than any of us think possible, to live as Christ, it's an opportunity to continue to serve God's people and those who don't yet know Him. And to die is gain. What's probably going to happen when this cancer, as we expect it will, roars back to life and begins to grow, is I'll lose my eyesight completely. I'll lose my speech, so I won't be preaching anymore. I'll lose my ability to walk. Eventually, I'll lose track of myself. I won't remember me or my wife or my family. But God won't lose track of me. They'll start giving me morphine to control the pain of the headaches as the cancer expands. And then eventually, my organs will just stop. And I'll open the eyes of my spiritual body, whatever form it exactly is in this stage, and I'll see Jesus. And I'll be home. So that's what I look forward to. I'm not afraid. Would I like to live longer? I have to say at this time, not really. I'm not asking you to pray for my healing. This treatment has so broken my body, I just don't think I have the juice for more ministry in me, except to be His witness and to preach. But I'm not going to be able to ever be that kind of pastor again. I thought I was supposed to be that entrepreneurial, innovative pastor who's going to build the church. I'm going to build the church just by being a faithful witness and showing the flock under my care how to live and die without fear in the grace of the Lord Jesus. And that's more than enough for me. Um, He prepares a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. Who are my enemies? Well, it's the cancer that's devouring me. It's no match for Jesus. He's already defeated it. Even if it takes out my body momentarily, Christ trumps cancer any day. And he continues to defeat my enemies. Anxiety, self-pity, the crippling of my body. He'll defeat it all. Because one day he's going to make all that new for every one of us. This hope is real, brothers and sisters. And if you're not a believer yet, I'm not telling you this because I've just run out of options. It's because for more than 40 years of my life, I've walked with Jesus and I know he's real. I've seen him do miracle after miracle for me. I've seen him guide my family, sell a house in a soft market in record time, and give us a price that even has a realtor shaking his head and saying, "It's got to be God, Pastor. It's got to be God. We haven't moved property for the last 2 years, and yours just went so fast." I've seen the Lord do so many things where the timing could only be God. And so walk through the valley of the shadow of death. But as Donald Barn, I think one of the great illustrators and expositators of the gospel, said, a shadow can't inflict any damage. It's only a shadow. Death is something that Christ will defeat. That even that enemy can't defeat me. Because one day I'm going to look on his face again. And then at the time of God's choosing, he's going to send Jesus back to this earth and to everyone who has put their trust in him to be their Savior. He's going to gather us all up. And he's going to take us to himself forever, and he's going to make all that's messed up and wrong in this world, he's going to make it all new and right. And he will create a new heaven and a new earth, a place where only righteousness lives. My cup runs over. He's anointed my head with oil. He's prepared a promise of a feasting table one day. And folks, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And if you have trusted Jesus, you will too. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not lack any good thing. Yea, though we do walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil, for Christ is with us. His rod and his staff, they defend and protect and comfort us. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Pray with me. Father, I just praise you for these dear brothers and sisters, so many of whom I know have taken hold of your grace for eternal life, who know that they were sinners who needed your grace and trust you completely. And I pray they may live lives full of days and that they may be without fear, no matter what. And I pray if there are any here who have not yet trusted you and don't know this kind of confidence, that they would say in their hearts right now, "Lord Jesus, forgive my sins. Come into my life, be my shepherd, and walk with me all the days of my life, so that at the right time, when you call us all out and upward, we too may dwell in your house forever." Hear my prayer, Lord, and anyone who has prayed similarly, in Jesus your name, amen. Thank you so much.